Radio reporters are able to bring their news audience the actual sounds of those who make the news.
And in 1969, that sounded pretty good to Catherine Graham, the publisher of the Washington Post. At the time, the Post owned WTOP. She wanted a news station, so she changed the format from a bit of this and a bit of that to news.
The first day. Yes, I got up around 3 or 4 a.m. I think our first all-news hour was at 5 a.m. I was the first voice announcing we had changed over to an all-news operation.
WTOP's Dave McConnell is still on the air 50 years later. Days after we became a news station, the Washington Star critic wrote, "Most of my mail reflects dissatisfaction with WTOP's all-news and information format." But we kept at it.
We did for quite some time still carry sports. We actually carried Larry King overnight.
WTOP Senior Vice President and General Manager Joel Oxley.
We also at times had some weekend programming over the years. But in 1999, we parted way with the Baltimore Orioles and became all news, truly all news.
With 50 years of top news, I'm Neil Augenstein.